Vanuatu's Council of Ministers has been struggling with a decision on evacuation for weeks after parts of Ambai Island were buried by ash. The thatched roofs of traditional houses have collapsed under the weight, gardens have been ruined, water contaminated, and the air fouled by noxious gas and fine-grained ash. Thousands have already relocated to safer parts of the island. Some are reported eager to evacuate entirely, but others are reluctant to leave. Almost everyone did leave Ambai last fall in a temporary evacuation. New Zealand volcanologist Brad Scott told RNZ Pacific that the Monaro volcano was then in its first phase of eruption. People returned when Monaro appeared to calm, but Scott said there's since been a second phase with lots of lava flow and now a third, more explosive phase, generating plumes of ash and gas. Government spokesman Hilaire Boule told ABC Australia that he expects the Council of Ministers to order permanent evacuation as soon as this week. Residents of Ambai would be moved to the nearby islands of Pentecost and Maiwo and would have to be provided with new homes and schools. It's not an easy decision, he said. Australia, New Zealand, and France have all provided aid. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.